All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, the Chicago Cubs were eliminated from the Major League Baseball playoffs last week at the hands of the New York Mets, but this is a team that made tremendous strides in 2015. Now, 2015 marked the first year for the Cubs under the managerial watch of Joe Maddon, and he really got things going for this young Cubs team. Now, you look at the Cubs, it had been a very long time since they had a winning record. You have to go back to the year 2009. That was the last time the Cubs had a winning record, when they finished that season with a record of 83-78. This also marked the Cubs' first trip to the playoffs since 2008. And, you know, in this, they won 97 games. Typically, that would have been good to win any division in baseball, but they were in a very difficult spot. They finished third in their division as the Pirates won 98 games, and then the St. Louis Cardinals won 100. But then the Cubs turned around, and they were able to defeat the Pirates in the wild card game, and then they got past the St. Louis Cardinals in four games in the NLDS. Now, they ran into a very tough New York Mets club in the NLCS, and unfortunately for the club, Cubs, not only did they lose, they got swept. And in that series, the Cubs never even had a lead at any point of the series, but it was a learning experience for this team. I mean, there's plenty of talent on the Cubs up and down their lineup. They're not going anywhere. You look at Chris Bryant at third base, Anthony Rizzo at first base. You look at Jorge Soler. Addison Russell missed the NLCS with an injury, and they're going to have him back along with Dexter Fowler. One of the questions, though, for the Cubs, they have to do something about Kyle Schwarber. I mean, this guy's bat is needed in this lineup. If the Cubs were an American League team, they wouldn't have the problem. But you saw the problem that they ran into in the postseason by putting Schwarber out there in left field, because he is not a left fielder. He's a catcher. And he came up through the minor league system as a catcher. And it's very tough to just tell a guy overnight that, you know what, we need your bat in the lineup, but we're going to play you out of position, especially when you go from being a catcher to a left fielder. That's something that has to change. The Cubs as a whole still have to get better defensively if they are really going to be serious contenders for a World Series championship. Then you look at the starting pitching. I mean, Jake Arrieta came out of nowhere to lead this Cubs rotation. He's going to be the guy that more than likely wins the NLC Cy Young. And if he doesn't win it, I'll be very surprised. Then last year saw the Cubs go out in free agency and spend a ton of money on starting pitcher John Lester. And I expect the Cubs to be active once more this offseason in free agency, as they need another arm in their rotation. Now, David Price is going to be an unrestricted free agent. He just helped the Toronto Blue Jays get to the playoffs, but at the same time, he has ties to current Cubs manager Joe Maddon from their time together with the Tampa Bay Rays. And again, it was these two. They were part of the Rays AL pennant winning team back in 2008. Then you also look at Zach Greinke, who opted out of his deal with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he's going to command big money on the open market. Now, I don't see the Dodgers going down without a fight for Mr. Greinke, but there is money out there in Chicago with the Ricketts family and the Cubs, so I would not be surprised to see them in the mix for Greinke as well. And if somehow the Cubs miss out on both Greinke and Price, you have to look at Washington Nationals starting pitcher Jordan Zimmermann. He won't cost as much money as Price or Greinke will, but he's still a guy that can add depth to this club. So if you're Joe Maddon, Theo Epstein, the Cubs president of baseball operations, and Jed Hoyer, their GM, the future looks very, very bright for this team. They just have to work on their starting pitching, possibly another arm in the bullpen, and get things going on defense. But this Chicago Cubs team, they had nothing to be ashamed of. They were 73-89 in 2014. They had a 24-game improvement this year, as a lot of people, myself included, thought the Cubs were maybe a year or two away under Joe Maddon. He got things turned around immediately in Chicago with this young group. And the folks in Wrigley, they came out in force this year to support their team. A lot of people thought this was going to be it. But again, if you're Chicago, the city of Chicago, you have nothing to be ashamed of with your team. And if you're the Cubs, the future looks very bright on the north side. So, folks, that's going to just about wrap it up. And I want to once again thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 8 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you follow me, like I always say, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.